essentially, we're looking at the social and economic structure of the Eyre region. So we're just trying to document socially, community-wise, what exists on the Eyre Peninsula at the moment and how that community ticks.
And so this is a part of the bigger $20 million study that we've heard about before of the Great Australian Bite.
That's right. So most of the research project actually focuses on the science associated with the Great Australian Bite, particularly looking at the biota, but also looking at ocean currents and things such as that. But there's a small part of the overall project which is looking at the economy and social structure of the Eyre Peninsula, including key industries, significant communities, community attitudes, etc.
So as you said, this is looking at the social profile. How is this kind of information different and why is it needed to what might be seen as the science-based information?
I think both sets of projects really focus on what's there now. So this is really just a stock take of what's on the Eyre Peninsula now. So if there is change in the future, we understand what the nature of that change is when we go back in, say, 10 or 15 years' time to examine that community again or to examine that oceanography into the future.
Now, we've heard this week about the huge potential for exploration of gas and oil in the Great Australian Bite, and it's really not new news that we've sort of known that for a little while now, but what have you been noticing has been coming from the stuff that you've been doing already, people's responses to what might be happening in the Great Australian Bite?
I think there have been mixed views, and I think you'd always expect that. I think there are some people who have a great deal of excitement about the potential for exploration there and a great deal of excitement for potentially of some resource development. But there's also some people who are worried about the potential environmental impacts. I also think there's a great deal of uncertainty about what is likely to mean for the region and how any exploration and resource development work would take place. So there's a lot of questions, but there's some interesting answers as well in terms of how the community operates and where their priorities lie.
Is this a similar research speaking with people in the community to what might happen with the resources on the land and mining and things that we've seen before?
You could use exactly the same method for looking at resources on the land, including mining. My understanding is that most of the research that takes place so far on the Eyre Peninsula has been associated with formal environmental impact assessment processes, whereas this research is really a baseline study. It's about let's understand what happens before we even begin to think about impacts, because that's a long time into the future.
So what groups have you spoken with already?
Well, we've got a range of groups that we've spoken with, including local government, the Eyre Peninsula Local Government Association, the RDA Committee for the region. We're organising a series of focus groups and workshops for coming weeks across the Eyre Peninsula. And we have one coming up on the 19th of February at the Cummins Hotel, which is open to anyone to come along and have their views heard.
You touched on this a bit before, but what sort of information are you hoping from? Might just be someone who's a Cummins local and they want to pop along and they pass on some information. What are you looking for?
We're just looking for a general understanding of how they see the region as ticking. What are their major issues? What are the major concerns? How do they feel about economic growth? How do they feel about environmental issues? What do they think are the important drivers of the community? If we're talking about resource development of the scale that's been mooted, we're really talking about potentially very fundamental changes. So what do they want to make sure doesn't change within their community? What do they make sure improves within their community? How do they think economic growth might actually spill out? And what are the implications for them? They're the ideas and they're the thoughts that we want to hear from them.
Can this kind of information gathered be used for other areas as well? You're looking specifically at the Great Australian Bite, but down the track, can this information be used elsewhere?
Certainly, you could use exactly the same methods to collect information in other parts of the world, other parts of Australia. But, of course, the profile we're creating of the Eyre Peninsula region is general. It gives us a snapshot of where the Eyre Peninsula sits in 2014, 2015, socially and economically. And that's going to be relevant for a whole host of activities, including planning by local government, planning for emergencies, planning for resource development, planning for agricultural development. All sorts of issues would be relevant to the research that we collect.